This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said that artificial intelligence is not just a technology, but an opportunity to bring positive changes in the country. Addressing a special program under skilling for AI readiness in Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the President said the importance of artificial intelligence is rapidly growing across various sectors and it has become essential for everyone to learn the technology.
टेक्नोलॉजी तथा आपके ज्ञान और कौशल का उपयोग समाज की सेवा करने चुनौतियों के समाधान सीखने और दूसरों को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए होना चाहिए सरकार डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को मजबूत कर रही है भारत को एआई ग्लोबल लीडर के रूप में स्थापित करने के लिए इंडिया एआई मिशन चलाया जा रहा है आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था के ग्रोथ ड्राइवर के रूप में उभर रहा है भारत विश्व की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की ओर तेजी से बढ़ रही है
During the event, the President conferred AI certificates upon learners, including students and members of Parliament, and launched the national awareness campaign named Skill the Nation Challenge. President Murmu commended the members of Parliament for learning about emerging technologies and setting an example by using them in their leadership roles. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first Vande Bharat sleeper train on Guwahati and Kolkata route in the coming days. This is a very significant milestone for the railways, the country and our passengers.
He said Indian Railways has successfully completed the final high-speed trial of the indigenously designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper train. He said the 16-coach sleeper train has been developed to cater to long-distance travel ranging from 1,000 to 1,500 kilometres. The centre has notified draft rules for the four new labour codes. These labour codes are the Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020. The rules define workers' wages, types of employment, gratuity, bonus and social security of workers, including gig workers. These draft rules are open for public consultation and stakeholders have been invited to submit objections and suggestions within 45 days. The Labour Ministry had announced the implementation of these four new labour codes on the 21st of November last year to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The Indian economy continues to grow at a strong pace, supported by robust domestic demand, moderate inflation and prudent macroeconomic policies, despite global headwinds. This was stated by the Reserve Bank of India in its latest financial stability report. The report highlighted that domestic financial system remains resilient, backed by strong balance sheets, accommodative financial conditions and low volatility in financial markets. However, it cautioned that near-term risks persist due to external uncertainties, including geopolitical developments and trade-related challenges. Pradhan Mantri Matri Vandana Yojana, a flagship scheme of the government for pregnant women and lactating mothers, has completed 9 years today. The scheme was launched on the 1st of January 2017 to provide financial support to pregnant women and lactating mothers to improve their health and nutrition. Under this scheme, they will receive a cash benefit of 5,000 rupees for the first child and 6,000 rupees for the second girl child. The National Sports Governance Act 2025 came into effect partially from today. According to the Sports Ministry, the Centre has notified the commencement of selected provisions of the Act. The Act seeks to promote transparency, accountability, ethical practices and good governance in sports administration, ensuring welfare of sportspersons. And with that, we end this news bulletin.